Well, up next, the city of Chicago has an official farm forager. That's right, a farm forager is the actual title. I'll have more on how this forager connects the center of urban life in the Midwest with producers in four states. The Green City Market is a small private farmer's market in Lincoln Park near Chicago. It used to have a person simply called the forager. That position was jointly taken up with the City of Chicago, and today, Mari Coyne is the farm forager for the City of Chicago.
What we originally started doing was for the farmers market programs. There's 27 farmers markets in the City of Chicago, and obviously a tremendous amount also in the suburban area, but there are never enough farmers and to meet the demand. But what we really discovered as we were getting into this was that everyone's got their own business plan. You know, farmers, like any business person, it has to fit their lifestyle and it has to fit what their marketing and business plans are. And so you can present the idea and the opportunities, but you know, you can't make anyone do anything that's not going to work for them.
Mari Coyne says as the City of Chicago farm forager, she quickly realized that it was a large commitment for farmers to make to drive into the metropolitan area, that she needed to make it more profitable for them. She needed to find ways for farmers to make more sales.
And we wanted to couple all of those other things so that if someone's coming up for a farmer's market, they might be able to make restaurant jobs at the same time. Or maybe they've got a CSA that they can develop, that they can deliver and do a drop for that on the day that they come up for their farmer's markets, so that it becomes more economically viable for them to make the drive and the commitment to coming to Chicago. And because of all the sales opportunities we've got here, it's easy to start to fit those pieces together.
And that's what Mari Coyne does. She fits the pieces together, helping farmers find markets and retailers and users find farmers. As she works with more than 200 producers of eggs and poultry, red meats and dairy products, and fresh fruits and vegetables from the states of Michigan, Indiana, Illinois, and Wisconsin. Her job is just one way the government has been moving to directly connect farmers and their homegrown products to city dwellers. There are other avenues that do the same thing, including a program called Market Maker from the University of Illinois. It pretty much does what Mari Coyne does, and she is a big fan of the online database.
What's most important is from the buyer side, because we have buyers here in the city. And for them to be able to find those farms and those farmers and those products which they want, Market Maker helps to make that relationship and helps to make that contact. And easily, it's an indexing system, so you're able to find things on a geographical basis in a way that is going to make much more sense. You know, buyers, especially at restaurants, don't always have the luxury of making 20 calls in a day to find all these different products. They need to do things more collectively. Market Maker can give that opportunity, especially when you start looking at the producers more geographically.
Here's a for instance where Mari Coyne says Market Maker shines. It is possible to narrow a geographic area in which to find either consumers or producers. We'll work from the Chicago end of this food chain. The restaurateur could narrow his search, say, to Woodford County, Illinois. If he can locate several products from different farmers in that geographic area, it would be possible to put them all together to make one scheduled delivery instead of 5 or 10. The slick thing, says Coyne, is that model can be flipped.
I think that it has equal usability, because you also have to look at the marketing from the farmer's side and who specifically they're looking to sell to. You know, where is their niche? Who's their customer base? And that's an important part of their marketing plan. And I know there isn't always a marketing plan in place when you start selling off the farm, but it becomes more useful, especially when you're entering such a large market like Chicago. But for instance, we've got some farmers who are interested in developing a line of goat meat, for instance. To identify the Mexican and the Portuguese and the Muslim communities who are very interested in that, Market Maker allows those types of searches which are much more market and product specific.
Market Maker can show a farmer where the potential customers for a product might be located. Coyne says the University of Illinois developed, available for free online database is a great product for farmers and retailers alike. It helps the City of Chicago Farm Forager do her job. Market Maker can be found at www.marketmaker.uiuc.edu. For University of Illinois Extension, I'm Todd Gleason.